Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station.
Yeah, that'll take some time. In scouting, we say it takes 3 years. I'd like to know tomorrow. But, it'll take a year or two just to see, who develops, who jumps out real quick, who takes a little bit of time. So it'll take a little bit of time. I don't know if I have a specific number that I want to hit to make sure. I hope they all do. But we'll see how it goes.
That was Ryan Poles talking about the draft that has been completed. The Bears have a new draft class. And so this week we talked with people and had them break it down. Alex Brown broke it down for us. I've been talking a little bit about it. I love to dispatch Dan Durkin to watch film because I know that he takes it seriously. He's actually joining us on the Twitch today, too. Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore if you want to hang out with me and Dan as we talk Bears on our very Bearsy show that we're doing. He also joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. You should be following him if you love football at all. At DJ Durkin is where you can find him. The All 22 Review on YouTube. And now Dan Durkin joins me here on The Score. Dan, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Lawrence. How are you, man?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm so happy that you were available and that you had a chance to kind of look at this. Overall, before we get into individuals, overall, what did you think of what the Bears did on draft days?
I liked it. I mean, you and I kind of recalled back on some of the conversations that you and I had, in season last year, and just how often the secondary came up in those conversations. Just each team picking a seemingly different person each week to pick on. And so I really do commend what the Bears have been able to do in one offseason. That's just completely reshaped their secondary, which is so essential in this day and age. I think that you're learning and seeing more and more that coverage is becoming king when it comes to really being able to contain an offense. And so when you're dealing with the likes of, Aaron Rodgers and, Justin Jefferson, people like that in your division, I think it's really essential that they move away from, the Kendall Vildors of the world and, people like that. And so really like what I've seen from Kyler Gordon on film. Jaquan Brisker as well, Tavon Young in free agency. Thomas Graham looked good in spurts last year. So given what Eberflus likes to do on defense, so much of that is predicated on the secondary and being able to mix and match. He likes to bring pressure from different angles. So kudos for them. You're rebuilding the secondary in one offseason, which is a very difficult thing to do.
Yeah, they still, I think, need an ass-kicking nickel, especially with all the teams that are in 11 personnel, but I thought it was a good start. But I'm also, I'll deal with my existential crisis about the Bears draft a little bit later. When you looked at the tape of Kyler Gordon, what did you see?
Yeah, man, excellent recovery. And what I mean by that is anytime he takes a false step, he's able to, he's got great body control. So if he does take a false step or if somebody, when you're a defensive back, you're reading a receiver's hips. And so, you really have to concentrate on that while you keep an eye on the quarterback. So it's very challenging, a lot of peripheral vision. So they're going to be wrong. They're going to be wrong throughout, the pattern matching process. But what stood out for me was just excellent recovery, really twitchy athlete and sturdy when it came to his build. He looks different. You know what? And what I mean by that is just like he's more stout. He's really thick through his lower half, so he just looks different for a defensive back. And one of the things that I found interesting is he doesn't press a lot with his hand, but he will come up and challenge a receiver. And so he's not really like, you know, Jalen Johnson likes to get his hands. He's very handsy with opposing receivers. Gordon's not that way. He'd rather kind of mirror and flip his hips and run with them. But I thought that he was really, really strong when it came to just being able to recover if he was like off in the pattern. And I think he never allowed a touchdown in however many starts that he made. A couple knocks that I saw in tape that I think he needs to work on. He's a shoulder tackler, which in the open field could be a bad thing. So you'd like to see him wrap up a little bit more. But the no touchdowns allowed and the no penalties allowed, I think, goes a long way. That's hard to do, especially when you're getting beat. But he looks different in terms of like his physicality. He's well built. He's sturdy. He's got excellent speed. He's got great recovery speed. Gets his hands on a lot of footballs in there. So I think now that they have a really strong young tandem of cornerbacks to work with.
Jaquan Brisker, the second round pick out of Penn State. I think that he might be my favorite of the draft picks coming in. What does he look like when you turn on the tape?
Yeah, I mean, I think that when you think about, I've been spending a lot of time like looking at Eberflus's scheme and then like where the Bears were deficient. And so like that helped me kind of understand why they prioritized what they did. And so when you look at Brisker, I think he's a box safety. I think he's going to be a really strong box safety. That's just really what stood out to me when I went back and watched his tape at Penn State. He is excellent in run support. He is not afraid to stick his nose in there. He's not as explosive athletically as Kyler Gordon is, but and he's not going to be that rangy, you know, like I'm going to chase the guy down sideline to sideline, but really strong when it comes to being inserted either weak or strong into the formation and really getting his nose on the ball. So I like that a lot. Another guy, no penalties. And so when you look at Eberflus's scheme and the importance and the criticality of the safety position, He doesn't blitz a lot, but when he does blitz, he's typically, you know, blitzing from like a mug look, trying to single up one of his defensive ends, but he likes to use his safeties as well. So I think that Brisker is going to be really strong when it comes to that part of it. And then the fact that I said he's not a, you know, like a premier top shelf athlete, that's fine. Cause I think that he's strong enough to definitely pattern match with a tight end. And so I do agree with you in terms of like, he to me is again, another day one starter with it. When you go back and watch Penn State film, he always seemed to be the guy that was making a play for that defense when they needed it in really crucial moments. So that to me speaks to like, you know, not caving to the pressure of the situation, football awareness, football intelligence, all of those types of things, and then just making a play when it comes your way. So really like those two additions right off the rip. I think they got two immediate day one starters, which is, you know, really all you can ask for with your 2 second round picks.
Those two guys plus Jalen Johnson, how do you think that impacts the type of play that we should see from Eddie Jackson now?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be really interesting because I'm wondering how, like, what the conversations have been like between Eberflus and Eddie Jackson. Just in terms of Eddie has not been the same guy since he signed his deal. And so I'm wondering if a new coach with new accountability might be able to get a different level of play out of him. But when you look at the success of Eberflus's scheme, it comes down to knowing your assignment, being where you need to be on the field, but making plays when the ball is there. And so I think getting Eddie more on that ball hawking, you know, perched over the top role is going to suit him well rather than having him be the one that needs to insert himself weak or strong into the offensive formation. But I think there's some interchangeability too, because as I mentioned before, he does like to bring his safeties up and blitz. And I think Eddie's a pretty good blitzer. And so I think that I liked how the Bears tinkered with Eddie in the slot last year. So I think that he could be that versatile piece in the back end now that he has other parts that are going to be, you don't have to be as worried about, you know, singling up Gordon, like you don't need to give him as much help, or you don't need to give Jalen help. So it gives you a lot of versatility when you don't feel like you're always incumbent on, hey, we need to be too high on this one because we could get a leak on this side because of Jalen, or a leak on this side because of Kyler. I don't think that's going to be the case. The Bears didn't have that luxury last year. They had to play a lot of those, two deep looks just to account for the fact that there's a good chance somebody's going to get beat over the top. And so we need to make sure that we have some help over there. So how he uses his safety is going to be really interesting. I think that there's some misconceptions too, just about Eberflus's scheme in general. He's not a Tampa 2 guy. They do run some Tampa 2. They are a cover 2 primary. That's their primary shell, I would say. But he does a lot of safety rotations. I thought one of the cooler things that I saw is, you know, how the offense typically will use motion, or they'll use shift as their mechanism to get coverage indicators from the defense. Near the end of his tenure with Indianapolis, which speaks to, you know, working with the same people over those few years, he would, when teams would motion, he would run somebody with them to make, you know, to give the illusion like, oh, this is man, and they'd play his own shell behind it. Now all of a sudden you flipped it on the offense. So it's going to take time because you have a lot of youth in the secondary now, but I think in the next couple of years you're going to see some really creative coverage come out of there. And it has to do with getting more pieces in there that can complement people like Eddie and allow him to do what he does well.
When you look at Velus Jones Jr., how do you think he will be used by the Bears?
Yeah, he's an interesting one. I think that he could be an immediate day one kick and punt returner, no doubt about it. I mean, him with a patch of grass in front of him, he is like really, really fast, like exceptionally fast. You can see it. And difficult to bring down in the open field. So I see immediate, you know, contributor, if not the starter as the kick and punt returner. So you have a win from a special teams perspective. Now, when it comes to his route running, he ran a very, very limited route tree at Tennessee. So that's the caution here. When you go back and look at this film, it was pretty basic. You know, slants, go routes, you know, now routes or stop routes. You saw some digs, but really limited. And maybe that's just what they wanted him to be in the scheme. And so now what does that mean for, Luke Getsy and like how he wants to use him? I think he can be really strong in their RPO package. You know, if you do give the defense something to think about, he could be that quick guy in the backside that you're running the slant with. He can be, I think, very effective on jet sweeps. So I see him more as a plus contributor right off the bat on special teams with a small package of plays primarily driven off of their RPO scheme as far as his immediate contributions as a receiver. I think that he has a ways to go in terms of really refining his route running because you can only run around people for so long. I mean, you have to eventually be able to deceive, and you need to be able to break or create separation from a defensive back base and how you can set them up with your feet. I don't think he's there just yet, but in terms of the raw athleticism, very, very high. And so that kind of brings me back to, like, I think one of the narratives that came out of the draft that was really interesting to me was how bothered people were by the fact that they didn't go for a receiver earlier, or if they didn't go for a receiver in free agency, and how that might be some sort of like indicator of they don't believe in Fields. I view it exactly the opposite. I view it as I think that the team fully recognizes where they are at in their development right now, and Fields is their guy. Don't forget, they have the fifth-year option with him as well. Next year will be really about like figuring out which aspects of the scheme he runs best and really kind of figuring out how you're going to curate the offense around him. And then you go for, you know, whether it's in free agency or with your first pick next year, then you go and find the receiver that he really needs. He does need a dependable guy that's going to be able to get him catches. I think Darnell Mooney might be able to be that a little bit, but to me, Darnell Mooney is probably best as like a 2 or a 3. And so I don't view any of the moves or the lack of moves that were made as a wide receiver as anything correlated to the team's belief in Justin Fields. I actually view it in the opposite. So Velus Jones, see him as a special teams contributor right off the rip, but I think they will be able to carve a small package primarily off the RPO scheme for him to succeed in.
Dan, I got 30 seconds left. Out of the rest of the guys that were drafted or free agents, is there anyone that you like?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that I think they're going to potentially find a right guard in this group. Zach Thomas from San Diego State is a guy that stood out to me because he's played left tackle, he's played right tackle, he's played guard. He played in a primarily zone-based running scheme. And so I think that he's a guy I would keep an eye on as being in the mix for that right guard spot, which to me is the most glaring need currently on the offensive line. So he's the one that I would pencil in as a potential contributor right off the bat, or at least in the mix for that role as a starter.
Dan, as always, I appreciate it. You do a great job of breaking down the tape. People love when you come on and give us your insight into what you're seeing. Thank you so much for joining me today, and let's talk again during the offseason.
Absolutely. Be well, Lawrence. Good to see you.
That is Dan Durkin. Follow him on Twitter, at DJ Durkin, man. That guy, he crushes tape, man. He crushes tape. So show him some love on Twitter. Ask him questions, at DJ Durkin. He will answer them. In great detail, as you saw.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.